Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave it now, you'll take away the biggest part.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. And we will follow you home if you want us to with our newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. You get a lot of stuff there that we do all week long and that we're going to be doing in the coming week with our newsletter. So subscribe to that when you get to smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's free. And also don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question and lots of other things there, including all the things that Jim Kemp has taught us about negotiating over the years. You can find his suite there on our website. Jim is the author of the new book, The two letters on the big letters on the cover is no, the only negotiating system you need for work and home. Jim, tell us how we can find you online.
Well, by going to startwithno.com, Jim. The folks go to startwithno.com. There's a free download of my first book there.
Yeah, that's Start With No, which is your first book, and you're going to give them a free electronic copy if they go there.
That's right. I'm going to give them a free download. Yes, sir.
Thank you. And you got some big news coming up pretty soon with your new university, and we're going to want you to come back and tell us about that later on.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be thrilled to do that.
Okay. Jim, you're trying to help us understand how to be a more effective negotiator. Which is essential as a small business owner. You never are not negotiating in the marketplace. You're always negotiating for something. You got to get better. Folks, you got to get better. I've been telling you about it long before I knew Jim Kemp. I might not have been as good. I'm not as good as he is, but I've been telling you that how important it is. So, Jim, give us a small business scenario where you saying no instead of yes will help.
Well, let me give you an example. Just yesterday, I coached one of my small business owners, and he had 576 organizations to contact. And he said to me, Jim, I need to prepare an email, and I need to do it in such a way that they come back to me and want to talk with me. And I said, okay, let's talk about this. I want you to open up with this. Here's what you're going to say. We're going to do a checklist, and we built a checklist for it, and then here's what you're going to say. You're going to say, I'm not sure that this email fits with your arena today, and if it doesn't, please disregard it. It's okay to say no to this and just delete it. He sent that email. We went on with the body, a little bit of content, asked a few good questions.
Right.
He sent that out. And he got more than 300 responses in 2 hours. And he hoped to get 30. Just by giving them permission to delete their email in the first sentence. By giving permission to people to say no to you before you make what you're trying to propose, before you make a proposal or before you start to negotiate, if you'll just give them permission to reject or to say no to you, you'll bring down barriers, and people want to know what you have to say because you're not pushing. Now, that's one example for small business of what we're doing in the small business arena.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 1,000 of them, Jim. But you know what's interesting to me is I want to go back to
here's the point I want to make though. See, nowhere in that sentence was the word no used.
Yeah, it was. So if you say no to this, you can delete this email.
Oh, I understand. But what I'm saying is it was more about the attitude of not being either aggressive or not presuming too much. Maybe that's the better word. It wasn't about no. It was about not saying yes. Right?
Well, here's my problem with that, Jim, and I'm going to go back to that.
Yeah.
As a coach, here's my problem. My problem is that if we don't have a decision no, which is the safest decision to make, or yes, then the brain doesn't transition from the emotional to the intellectual to check the decision.
Right.
So we end up in la-la land. We kind of vacillate back and forth and never really make a decision.
Well, let's sit across the table from each other And, okay. And let's do it as if we were negotiating. You know, not that earlier example was a marketing example. You were negotiating for a marketing response. Let's do a real negotiation. How would that quickly? I only got a couple of minutes. How okay. What would that be like?
Jim, I think that you should just disagree with everything I'm saying and just say no to me, and we'll go on our separate ways. What do you
right.
think?
So, all right, another way might be to say, you know what, I don't know if this can work out for us today, but, you know, let's give it our best shot.
Well, we can give it a shot, but I want you to be comfortable saying no to me, okay?
Yeah. Okay, what does that accomplish?
Well, it brings down the barriers. You don't feel pushed to,
right.
to agree with me.
But
see,
doesn't it come across as negative and maybe even, I mean, there are some people who would walk away from that.
Oh,
I mean, they
never.
Just wouldn't even negotiate with you.
Never. It never happens.
Ah, okay.
In fact, no is the start of the negotiation, not the end.
Right. Interesting.
See, no maintains the status quo, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
No doesn't bring change. People are scared to death of change. I mean, if you take a look at what it took, just look at the giant things going on in our society. Don't yeah. ask, don't tell. I mean,
yeah.
how long has that been talked about?
Mm-hmm.
And how long has people said no to that to maintain the status quo? Now suddenly it's starting to change.
Right.
And that's scary. It's scary for the generals. It's scary for the troops. It's scary for the civilians who may become soldiers. I mean, it's all change.
Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. I'm going to give us your website again because I want folks to go get the free download of your new book.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Startwithno.com,
folks. That's also the title of the first book, which you can get for free by downloading. Then you're going to want to get the new book, which is No, the Only Negotiating System You Need. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having
me. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.